I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, we've reached the month of September, and we've got cooler nighttime temperatures, and that's got a lot of people thinking about hunting season. But don't forget about fishing. It's about to ramp right back up. More on that in a moment. Mark Scott is the Assistant Chief of Fisheries at the West Virginia DNR and says if you're putting away that fishing gear for the year, you're making a mistake.
The water's cooling down, the fish are going to stop biting again. So now is the prime time to be out on any of our rivers statewide.
Fish become more active, not necessarily to fatten up for the winter, as we always say, even though that's what we always say.
We always say that, you know, as anglers, they're fattening up. But I think a lot of it's just they have a preferred temperature where they operate best. And, you know, like us, bigger guys, when it's really hot outside, we just soon lay in the shade and drink lemonade as we would run around and chase a ball or something. But, you know, when it cools down, you feel more active, you're able to do more. So I think part of it's that.
And in West Virginia, we are blessed with lots of smaller rivers to either float or fish from the bank with pretty good access and plenty of fish.
Just about any of our rivers. We have good rivers. You know, South Branch and Eastern Panhandle, the Greenbrier, the New, the Coal River's doing real well, Guyandotte River, you know, the Little Kanawha, the Elk. Any of these rivers, as the water cools down in the 60s, these cold nights help that a lot. The fishing will start getting better and better. And a lot of times, it's one of my favorite times to be out there because the pressure is light. You don't see many people fishing.
And Mark shares a little of how he catches those.
Right now, when water is still on the warmer side of cool, you know, anything top water is fun to fish. I love top water. You know, you can be a little more aggressive with things like jerk baits and tube jigs and things on the bottom, even fish them a little bit faster, twister tails. But as it cools down more and more moving into winter, then you'll gradually have to slow your retrieve down. You'll have to go to baits that you can fish slower, you know, like a tube on the bottom crawling it along, a sinker or something that's Ned rig, something you can fish slow.
And 2020 is an unusual year since there's been plenty of rainfall to keep those rivers higher than normal.
The flows and weather have been very unpredictable this year. Typically, fall is a drought time when there's no water, and you've got to be really careful trying to float, especially places like the Greenbrier that gets so low you'll end up dragging your boat for miles. So, but this year's different. Seems like we have more water this year than we have in a couple of years in the fall.
Nothing quite like a float fishing trip in the fall on a West Virginia river. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.